Good evening. Good evening to all the star travelers, lost in space, traveling to the planets beyond the outer rim. They're heading out there beyond the outer rim because they need work. They need a rim job. Yes, indeed, it is April the 4th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. And it's right after 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Scompton, Utah. Not far from Vernal. Not far from Neola. Not far from a lot of places, but pretty far from you, baby. Yes, it's April the 4th, and this is the third podcast I did today. And mainly because I have the notes, and also because I'm trying to do at least one a day, so if I skip a couple days, I gotta do a couple more. That's how the crack cocaine adds up in Scompton. If you find yourself walking down a sidewalk in Scompton, always look over your shoulder about every 5 seconds. Somebody's following you down that dark sidewalk tonight, with the rain falling in such a gentle way, but it is accursed, and it brings forth the bitter pain of mineral madness. Those poisons are seeping into your bone. Those poisons are seeping into your bone. Welcome to Scompton. Welcome to Scompton. Go get a job. Maybe a rim job. Yes, welcome to Scompton, shithead. And you get to be a cocaine hero. Because it's Tuesday. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. A lot of you dumbass motherfuckers don't know the difference between rubber cones and concertina wire, and it shows. Let me explain what concertina wire is. It also goes by the name of razor wire. It is easy to deploy if you have the right equipment. And by the way, you can buy concertina wire on Amazon, at least you could a couple years ago, but if you buy a fucking roll of concertina wire for the back of your Corolla, make sure you get the fucking gloves. Make sure you get the fucking gloves. If it's real concertina wire, you're gonna want the gloves with the chain metal armor. Because if you handle razor wire with ordinary gloves or no gloves, you're gonna have shredded hands. Okay? Concertina wire in a triple strand anchored form can stop a small car going about 30 miles an hour. Concertina wire, triple strand, will stop protesters. People will see their friends pushed into it and be horrified. Doesn't necessarily mean they get killed unless they slit their throat or slit their wrist on it, but they will look bloody and tore up as fuck. Rubber cones don't do that. Rubber cones help you with orchestration. Rubber cones help you with choreography. If you want to put on a make-believe BLM Antifa Seattle Police Department street fight like the ones I videotaped in June of 2020 Bo Blimp Doc, you're not going to see any concertina wire. but you will see some rubber fucking cones. If you want a sign that shit's about to get serious, and this is a good one because it's cheap, and by the way, government is crooked and crappy when it comes to anything of value, but when it comes to purchasing, they're going to be cheap, even if they overpay for it. Listen, concertina wire is cheap. It is an aerial denial obstruction. It is an obstacle. It is a very useful one. You could almost argue it's a kind of weapon, but it is definitely an obstacle. And it's relatively cheap compared to soldiers and 50 cals and all that goes with it. And that triple strand, like I said, will stop a small car. I'm not saying it'll stop a tank, but I didn't see that BLM or Antifa had any fucking tanks yet. You want a surefire way that you know shit is about to get real, look for the concertina wire. If you see rubber cones, you're about to see a psyop. And if you can't tell the difference between a rubber cone and concertina wire, I don't know what the fuck to do to help you, brothers and sisters. You are up shit creek. Okay? If you don't understand that a rubber cone isn't going to injure any motherfucker and that concertina wire could actually kill a fucker, then I cannot help you, brothers and sisters. And if your comeback is, well, they didn't want to hurt anybody. No, shithead. I have on video recorded Seattle, City of Seattle employees admitting that the reason why they were in Chazchopia was to help out, to set up barricades, to set up nice little places for them to do artwork. Same reason why the cops had the area cordoned off when they were shutting it down, because it was a 100% snake pit and probably a few motherfuckers, a few homeless kids got killed there. So you better clean them up before the Seattle Times shows up, or Ian Miles Wrong, or Andy No Clue. Just clean up the mess and then you can let in the freaks. Don't want to spend a lot of time on this shithead topic, but I just wanted to sort of like point out that if you're confused as to when shit gets real, as to when you need to be concerned, here's a useful sign. And it isn't fucking rubber cones. It's triple strand or single strand razor wire. When you see that shit showing up, well, let me put it this way. If you see the National Guard, but you see rubber cones, it's still the same psyop shit show. But if you see the National Guard setting up a 50 cal emplacement and you see that triple strand anchored concertina, then you know shit's about to get real. That's it. In cities all around the country, they probably got tons of this shit stockpiled. Tons of it. And they'll close off any street, any alley, anything they want to, lickety-split. Hey, you throw in a few Claymore mines and ain't nobody going down that street, am I right, shithead? And if you don't think that's going to happen, then why the fuck do you buy into Alex Jones and his FEMA Time Roadshow bullshit? Next topic. There's a couple quotes from Dr. Freckles in this next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The drag queen show is the dancing nurse of 2023. And a lot of you motherfuckers don't know that dancing nurses was also a drag queen story time, and it shows. And what do I mean by this? A lot of folks who consider themselves, you know, whatever, red-pilled or black-pilled or blue-pilled. Honestly, I've lost track of what the color coding is anymore. A lot of people who think they are aware of what's going on, people in the alt world, They will look at the dancing nurses and they'll say, well, this is bullshit, this is a joke. And they're right, it is bullshit, it is a joke. And the joke's on you. But then they'll see some drag queen show bullshit and they'll immediately get excited and angry and they'll be convinced it's real. And my question is, why would you assume any of it is that real at this point? Okay? Why would you assume any of what they say is going to happen is going to happen? I know they're making threats, just like I know the Confederates at Richmond painted a log black to make it look like a howitzer. But that doesn't mean if you paint a log black, it actually magically becomes a howitzer. It's still just a Quaker gun. It's still just a painted log. And it's not going to do anything to anybody in reality. See, that's my thing. That's my question with the drag queen issue, with the entire, you know, back in the 90s, Hillary Clinton called it a bimbo eruption. But that's my issue with the drag queen eruption. Is it real or is it a lot of Memorex manipulative bullshit? I'm not saying there aren't drag queens. I'm not saying there aren't drag queen shows. My question is it such a big thing in every small town and every city that it deserves to be on TikTok to freak people the fuck out? And I would say before you believe anything you see on TikTok or YouTube or any other internet website, to include yours truly, you should at least try to find a primary source of your own. You know, when the freaky stories were coming out of Australia back in 2020 and 2021 about Christmas Island and how people were put in internment camps and all this other shit, I decided I needed to find out from a motherfucker how goddamn true any of it was. And what I found out was most of it was bullshit. And what I can tell you, in the summer of 2020, living across the street from the under-construction King County, new King County prison for tots, I can tell you that a dumpster and a Katrina trailer caught fire. But The Guardian reported that BLM Antifa burnt down the fucking prison. Well, I mean, that's a little bit off, don't you think, editorial team? Since when is a dumpster fire and one Katrina trailer equal burning down a prison? And what's even more shocking is that the fucking Jesuits on 12th Avenue have a shitload of Katrina trailers that are actually below sidewalk level. So a fat, lazy Antifa commie could just lob a Molotov cocktail at a fucking Jesuit trailer. But what's really funny, just like Ferrari of Seattle, magically the Jesuits and Ferrari of Seattle were protected by a force field. Even though they were within the range of Chastopia, Ferrari of Seattle, yeah, they broke some fucking windows. Big fucking deal. I was there during Chastopia. They were selling cars every fucking day. So once again, I ask, why do you assume because you see some scary video that it's true? Why do you assume because you see somebody being beheaded in the desert that it's true? Why? I understand you want to believe. I get it. I get the desire, because once you recognize how full of shit most of these sources of information are, it can be kind of fucking scary, I guess. But again, I wonder why you want to believe it. Me personally, I think the drag queen story show stuff is more psyop bullshit. It is designed to piss people off. It's designed to keep people crazy. It is designed to keep people at a population scale, as counterintuitive as this stands, as counterintuitive as this sounds, it is designed at a population scale to keep people under control and immobilized, so they don't do anything. They might stay at home, they might get angry, they might buy a bunch of beer as long as there's beer, and believe me, they're going to keep the beer flowing. It's another thing I've learned in the last couple of years. They might order shit from DoorDash, but what they won't do is actually anything tactical, organized, or off the grid. And that's what drag queen story time succeeds in doing. That's what dancing nurses succeed in doing, keeping a lot of you voting motherfuckers just angry and pissed off enough to stay on the fucking couch. Because what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You got Trump, right? Trump's like Jesus. He's your orange Jesus. He's gonna save you. Just like Obama was gonna save African Americans. Well, guess what? Obama really didn't help African Americans, and Trump is not going to help you. He wasn't helping you when he was quote-unquote president. He still won't. And just like with Biden, how the fuck real is he? Is he an actor? Is he actually doing anything? Does he make one fucking decision? Probably not. Same with Biden, same with Obama, same with a motherfucking Bush. But they make great stalking horses, and they make great targets, so if you get really pissed off, you're going to get pissed off at them and not even remotely see the people you should be angry with. Not even remotely see the people you should be angry with because you're pissed off at make-believe World Wrestling Federation fakers. So like I said, why or how do you know any of the drag queen stuff is real? Okay, next topic. Another quote from Dr. Freckles. This is a Dr. Freckles bonanza, isn't it? In a time of universal porno, not opening an OnlyFans account is a revolutionary act. Yes, in a time of universal porno, not opening, refusing to open an OnlyFans account is a revolutionary act. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm not going to spend much time on this topic. OnlyFans is an interesting phenomena. It popped up in the last like 5 or 6 years, at least as far as I could tell. It certainly sort of showed up during the pandemic, so maybe it's only a couple years old. But it's funny because it allows any old motherfucker to be a porn star. You can upload pictures. I bet you can even upload some videos. You can, you know, do scrumbliosis with old Bobby Biddly Bye, and you can do, you know, Aunt Shimbley lost a vase, or you could do old Uncle Grumbus and the Tizzle Whacker. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff you could do on OnlyFans, and it is interesting. I mean, as I've told you, and I'm going to be consistent even if I end up being wrong, as I told you, I don't think there's going to be a gentle descent into hell. I don't think we're going to have a soft landing. I don't think we go from where we are right now to a recession or stagflation or hyperinflation. I think what happens, if you want a mental image of what's going to happen and how catastrophic and rapid it's going to be, imagine a Pontiac GTO going 120 miles per hour, hitting a sheer cliff wall. And that might approximate what it's going to be like being in the United States and a lot of other places once the dollar collapse really kicks off. And we're not there yet, okay? We're not there yet. We are still in the realm where the Federal Reserve can print money and they can pull food out of warehouses and they can, you know, figure out where they're going to get the next gallon of gasoline still. We're not there yet. But when we get there, it's not going to be slow. It's going to be 1 week shit kind of made sense, and the next week everything's falling apart. So when you think about OnlyFans, OnlyFans applies more to a stagflation scenario where, yeah, you've got a decade, a lost decade, and mommy and daddy decide to go into porno so they can buy you presents for Christmas. But I don't think it's going to be slow enough to allow that. I don't think you're going to have the fucking time. I think if you're considering OnlyFans right now, you're not talking about years. You're talking about at best a few months and probably weeks. And this is if we're lucky, right? Because you all know I've got the best case and the worst case scenario. And I'd rather just focus on the best case, which is the collapse of the dollar empire, which triggers a multi-decade human catastrophe. That's way better than my worst case scenario. Best case scenario is going to look a lot like the 14th century crisis with disco lights. Okay? That's the best case. Worst case, I don't want to talk about it. So in either case, though, it's going to hit fast and hard, and I don't think you're going to have time to do a lot of OnlyFans. But, brothers and sisters, if this was some sort of long-term inflationary recession that was going to last a decade or two, then you could totally do OnlyFans, and who knows, maybe you end up becoming an OnlyFans porn star. Maybe, I don't know, spent too much time on that one, shithead. So there was an article, and I think I read it in Zero Hedge, but you can find your own source, about a California police union official who was charged with dealing fentanyl. And before we go deep, let's not just beat up on fentanyl. I'll beat up on a cop, yeah, but not on fentanyl. My mom, when she was dying of cancer, that was one of the drugs she was on, and she was in a lot of pain. And fentanyl, a very, very powerful synthetic opioid, helped my mom with her pain. So before we say to ourselves, oh, fentanyl's evil, no, no, no. Fentanyl's a drug, and here's the thing. People are going to get drugs, whether you like it or not. The black market is more or less unstoppable. Well, anyways, this California police union guy ended up getting the fentanyl. His name was, wait a minute, her name was Joanne Marion Segovia, 64. Fucking grandma, bringing in fentanyl from China. Let me just get this on the record here so y'all understand. You can read the article and you can be pissed off or not. Number one, like the drag queen story show bullshit, I kind of think a lot of these cop stories are also bullshit. Does this mean cops are good people? No. Does this mean you can trust cops? No. But you got to be careful with the news at this point. But let's assume for the sake of argument that, you know, this story is true. And if you want to assume the drag queen stories are true, you can. Let's assume this story is true, that the 64-year-old grandma was bringing in fentanyl from China. What do you think the likelihood is that of all the cops that knew her, were around her in the union and on active duty, what's the likelihood that none of those cops knew what she was doing? Okay, you can think on this. You can think an hour or two. You can go for a drive, maybe get yourself some Long John Silvers, right? Go get yourself a McPizza. I don't fucking care. What is the likelihood that Miss Segovia, you know, this woman, this 64-year-old woman, was importing fentanyl and distributing fentanyl from China, and no other motherfucking cops knew about it? I'd say the odds are zero. And then it begs the next question, who else knew? And the answer is probably a bunch of people. Probably a bunch of cops knew, or they suspected. And why am I drilling into this? Because I am so fucking sick and tired of the people that give me the bad apple speech. Well, you know, Dan, that one cop that murdered that hooker and dumped her body near Scompton, he was just a bad apple. That one cop who took those children and sold them in Mexico, that was just a bad apple. That cop who stole the gold from the old lady and then cut off her head, well, that was just one fucking bad apple. But the problem is that these bad apples, supposedly, are surrounded by people whose job it is to detect crime. That is the problem, okay? You're literally surrounded by police and detectives. And what does a detective do? Figure out if you're taking fentanyl from China and selling it to kiddies in the schoolyard, fuckhead. So I'm kind of tired of that speech. You hear that speech periodically on social media. I have people I know in my personal life who will give me that speech about the whole bad apple. It's one or two bad apples. No, it's a whole fucking cartload. A lot of them are just fucking cowards. They are afraid to do their fucking job. Yes, qualified immunity is an issue, but brothers and sisters, even if you remove qualified immunity, you would still have cops breaking the law, and you would still have other cops covering up for them. Sorry. Okay, there is no magical way to fix this. The only way you can fix it, in my opinion, is to go towards a voluntary society where we don't have cops going around enforcing laws with guns. But other than that, folks, you're stuck with the crooked because this thing was crooked to begin with. The first police forces were crooked. Every police force since then has been crooked. They are sanctioned gangsters. They run a protection racket. And if they are there for security, believe me, it's not for yours. Okay, as George Carlin would say, you're not a member of that fucking club. So you can think on this article as much as you want to. I, for one, believe when it comes to all the news articles, you need to be very careful at this point. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Fuck with a free nation. Expect unexpected guns of enormous size. What does that mean? Well, one of the criticisms I get as an anarchist is said, well, if you lived in a free country, then other countries would just invade you. And listen, since it is the status, the pieces of shit that dumped the radioactive waste in the former fishing grounds of the Somali pirates, since it's these status motherfuckers who actually end up getting the books of history published and getting them to the high school, you know, you might believe this shit. And they'll certainly tell you about the anarchists during the Spanish Civil War and how they didn't fare very well. You know, a lot of things didn't fare very well during the Spanish Civil War. Anarchism was just one of them. Here's what I will tell you. If we were a free nation today, the way that we were 100 years ago, nobody would invade us. It would make no fucking sense. It would be, and I think it was Admiral Yamato, I think it was a Japanese admiral who said that if you invaded the United States, you would find a rifle behind every blade of grass. And that is absolutely the case. Back then, definitely. And even today with all the anti-gun rhetoric, you still have a lot of motherfuckers with guns that are quote-unquote legal and illegal. But if we were a truly free society, imagine the open source intelligence capabilities. Imagine the private sector collecting its own data. Imagine the private sector developing and building weapons that, frankly, will be amazing because it will be the result of a free choice and not the result of stolen tax money or pointing guns at people. Imagine the types of systems that communities and cities would buy to protect themselves. Somebody says, oh, did you hear? Paris has a Schmagnoninator. It's like, okay, dude, we just built three of those cannons over New York City, and we did it for 1/1000th the price. So bring it on. But the reality is, folks, invading a free country would be like stepping on a hornet's nest. A truly free country, you wouldn't do it. I'm not saying that free countries would be able to go around, you know, stealing other people's shit. That's kind of the other side of the non-aggression principle. If you don't want people attacking you, you're not supposed to go around blowing people up, Mr. and Mrs. America. But, you know, we've gotten used to an empire, so we're acting like it. Until it's not, right? Quaker guns on the Palisades, lobs painted black. But a free nation would be like the most amazing and unexpected guns you could think about. Rail guns that fire hypersonic projectiles, gun systems that fire superheated plasmatic titanium at 10% the speed of light, laser cannons, various types of advanced ammo and projectiles, and all of it being developed not just in secret, but in such a open, ubiquitous way that you couldn't stop it. That every 3D printer, every corner would be a factory. What are you going to do? You're going to take over the heart of the nation? Well, what if the heart of the nation's liberty? What do you do then, fuck? About the only thing you can do is launch a nuclear strike. And if your argument, well, Dan, without the government, we wouldn't have nuclear weapons. I got to say, you should stop right there because you're leaving out a lot of the silent part. But that being said, I kind of think a free country, if it felt it needed to, would develop nukes and a way to defend against nukes. But I also believe that in today's world, if there was really a free country like the United States, the size of our country, that we would actually be doing what they told me you should do in the military, and that is leading by example. That you would have more countries saying, why can't we have that thing called freedom? Why can't we get rid of more of our government? You know, didn't you crazy Marxist shitheads tell us the state would wither away? Fuck you. If you had a free republic, like the United States was almost, it never happened, but it could have happened. But if you had a free republic, it would be a light to the world. And it would reduce warfare and conflict. And it would teach and instruct. And the only people that would be threatened by that nation are the people that attack it. I call that fair. I call that justice. I call that a way to achieve peace on earth. Fuck with a free nation. Expect unexpected guns of enormous size. And that's the tip of my hat to the Princess Bride, which my ex-wife likes, so I'm not going to talk about it. Fuck off, people. Next fucking topic. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles, and this is related to all the kerfuffle going on in France. Didn't the French people ship us weapons? They did, actually. The French people, the French government, during the American Revolutionary War, they shipped American rebels weapons. Rifles, cannon, I think even a few naval vessels were loaned to us. Plus, eventually, a lot of French military. And now you've got people in France doing the protest thing. Yeah, it looks pretty hardcore. But like with drag queen story time and a lot of other bullshit, how the fuck real does it look, Mr. and Mrs. Yellow Vest, Mr. and Mrs. Color Revolution? How real is it? Is it another kind of AstroTurf Soros parade? We don't know. I seriously doubt they tell us the truth. If you had French protesters actually capturing magazines and capturing military bases and stealing weapons, because yeah, that's a thing. If you don't have guns, you steal them. If you actually had French people starting to do that, do you really think they would tell you? Do they think they would explain to you that you could go to the local National Guard parking lot and the only thing between you and an M1 Abrams is a shitty lock you can buy at Home Depot, fuckhead? But in the very least, the French did send us weapons, so it makes me wonder, shouldn't we have some of our 3D printer, elite, libertarian shitheads who are constantly talking up their decentralized bullshit, shouldn't they already be setting up these 3D printers somewhere near Paris, France, fucktard? Or maybe, boy, I've said it before, maybe the anarchist movement is filled with a bunch of fucking feds. I don't think it's a maybe, fuckheads. I'd say the anarchist movement in the United States, probably historically, definitely going back to Hoover, of all groups, is the most infested with a lot of Fed bullshit. Now, the good news is these Feds are lazy, and they mostly use social media. The bad news is the anarchists and libertarians they're monitoring are mostly lazy, and they're using social media. So, as I've said before, if you want a fucking chance in hell, tactically speaking, you gotta get off the fucking social media. Go ahead and run a fake account, have some dumbass pretend to be you, and have them post pictures of where you went skiing last weekend. But if you're serious, if you're an operator, you've been in the field since March of 2020. That would be the truth. Doesn't mean I'd know about it. By the way, folks, the absence of evidence for something doesn't disprove it. The fact that you can't find evidence for something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means you have no proof that it exists. It's a lot like God, okay? I have no logical, you know, prima facie absolute proof or truth or facts or evidence that God exists. I believe God exists. The same thing would apply to some uprising happening right now in the United States of Boblimpdoc. It could be happening. And that would explain a lot of the weird shit going on with railroads and potato factories and other types of chicken plants. It would explain a lot of the fucking crooked shit going on. But if it was happening, you honestly think the media is going to tell you, and don't be a doofus, the answer is no. And that applies to the alt world too. That applies to all the Andy No Clues and all the fucking Ian Miles wrongs and all the fucking shitheads you've been looking to tell you the God's honest Trump mega truth. Because, by the way, Trump's bullshit too. And if you're renting out your mind to that little psyop, you know, I hope you get some help, but it's probably too late. Like I've said in a lot of my podcasts the last few weeks before I switch to the next topic, it's too goddamn late in the game, in my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think I am. Way too goddamn late for voting. Way too fucking late for protests. The United States government is in collapse. The smartest thing you can do is find a part of this country, this Death Star, that you can hide out in until the thing actually totally falls apart. But if you're like some dude, I want to have a revolution and knock down... The fucking government is doing what all governments have done throughout history. It is self-destructing. It is designed to fail. It might last 100 years. It might last 500 years. But just like with Death Stars, its destiny is to melt. And to be destroyed and to turn to dust. That's it. Okay? We rose fast and hard like the Mongol Empire. We're gonna fall fast and hard like the Mongol Empire. Except for it ain't the fucking 13th century shithead. So it's not gonna look the same and it might be a bit faster. Yeah. Some of it might happen at the speed of light, so to speak. So anyways, next topic, this is another quote from Dr. Freckles. My only superpower might be that I'm a living Rolodex to some really cool people and a few who really suck. I gotta double check the clock. A living Rolodex to some cool people and a few shitheads. What does that mean? I don't want to go into it. I will tell you, the last 6-7 years, I've met some people I'm glad I met. And I've met some people I wish I'd never met. And a big part of this was social media. And frankly, I would say most of the social media pointed towards people I wish I'd never met. You know, sometimes I talk about the Goat King and what happened in 2016. I don't want to talk about it right now, but needless to say, I wish I'd never met that motherfucker. And there were people I met after that I wish I'd never met. There was a dude I was working with in 2016 who treated me like shit, even though I was trying to help him. So, yeah, I'm a living Rolodex to some cool people. And if I ever start a business, I know who those people are, and I'll hire them. But I also have seen a lot of shitheads, and I've trusted the wrong fucking people. And I know who those people are, and I'm probably not going to hire them. Or people like them. And my alarm goes off more now. And that's why I get probably more false positives than most people would like. Some people want true negatives in terms of signal theory. They'd rather accept a shithead as long as they don't reject a cool person. But after my 6 or 7 years, I'd rather avoid false positives. Okay? I would rather reject somebody at first, early on, that might be a cool person if I can guarantee that shitheads, like the ones I met in 2016 and a couple other years, that I never meet fuckers like that again. So yeah, call me Mr. I want to avoid the false positive. I'm okay with a false negative, but I'm not okay with a false positive. You know? If I'm filtering, I want to filter for people I can trust. Next topic. Anywho, here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. I ain't good enough to be an angel, and I ain't bad enough either. What does that mean? Well, this is a little bit about the Christian faith. You could say Judeo-Christian faith, but the thing is, angels come up a lot, and they do, especially in a lot of New Age Christianity. Angels come up as these happy, shiny, they wear baseball caps, and they're there to help us with really innocuous everyday shit. And I think that's probably not true, okay? If you think there's an angel on your shoulder 24/7 making sure you don't slip on some ice because you want to go get potato chips, that's probably not true. There might be a demon right about there, but probably not an angel. In the Bible, of the many things angels represent, angels absolutely represent the power of God. And when you say, well, Dan, well, that's the power of God, that's really it. You know, the power of God is beautiful and powerful and really, really dangerous and strong enough that it can destroy everything. Not just a city, not just a planet, but if this were a big, infinite universe of planets, the power of God can erase it all. And what the Lord does is he takes that power, maybe not obviously all of it, he takes a portion of it and it manifests in an angel. So an angel, you can think of an angel as an open hand or a fist. You know, it's why, if you're walking down the road at some point in the future, you know, for whatever reason, and you happen to run into an angel, the news for you is either really, really good or really, really bad. Angels don't care about your brackets during March Madness. Angels don't care if your lottery ticket works out, okay? They don't care if you get laid. They don't care if you get herpes. They might sit around and laugh. We cannot know. Okay, they're not here for banal bullshit. If you meet an angel on the road, that angel is there to help you in some big way, like our good friend Saul, to be named Paul, or that angel's there to destroy you. That's it. It's not a funny movie. It's not a happy, fun, fun, joy time thing. You should probably never want to meet an angel, ever, you know, or a demon, really. That battle is between them. Doesn't mean they don't come after you. Doesn't mean you don't get involved. But what I'm saying is don't spend a lot of time hoping to meet either, really. Because an angel can be an open hand, but an angel can also be a fist. And if it's a fist, it's a fist of God. Can you imagine the fist of God coming down on your head, shithead? It would be like a nuclear weapon going off in your skull. Everything is over. There's not going to be a ball. Yeah. Next topic. I've talked about that issue before. I don't want to beat a dead horse. Oh, we're our last. And you know, tonight was a lot of quotes from Dr. Freckles. Pretty much all quotes from Dr. Freckles, you know, more or less. And here's the last topic and the last quote from Dr. Freckles. If I say you drink semen, it doesn't mean you're gay. If I say you drink semen, it doesn't mean you're gay. If I say you drink spooge, it may sound kind of rude, but I'm not applying anything. You could be whatever. You could be a hetero woman. If I say you drink semen, it doesn't mean you're gay. If I say you drink semen, it doesn't mean you're, you know, whatever, I don't care. That's kind of a stupid quote, but you know what? Sometimes Dr. Freckles says things that don't have to be profound. They don't have to be meaningful. They don't have to make you think about anything. In fact, you could be wickedly drunk and hear a quote from Dr. Freckles, and if all you have is a smile on your face afterwards, after you drank that semen, I can see you drank it, I see it dried on your lip, then that's okay. It's okay, buddy, because it doesn't mean you're gay. if you listen to this podcast for whatever reason, and you enjoy it, and you want to contribute, you can. There's a link to PayPal. I know a lot of you don't like PayPal. Well, you know, it's the Death Star. None of the choices are that good. In fact, they're all pretty shitty. Right now, PayPal still works for me. In a few weeks, maybe a month or two, it may stop working for me and for a lot of people. But right now, it does. Right now, I can get my food, water, shelter taken care of if I get enough donations. The reality is, I'm a little behind right now, so I gotta raise rent money. But that's okay, brothers and sisters, because if you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, the people you care about, you've set aside some food, I think that's a good idea, although there's probably not gonna be enough, and make sure you take care of your pets as well, and you still have some money left over, even though you spent all night at the Holiday Inn with Shirley McGurley. And you want to donate, go ahead. I can't say it any other way. You don't have to. That's why I don't give the speech at the start of the podcast. I give it towards the end. And I really don't try to push it because I know times are hard right now. And I'm telling people they're going to get worse. And that's a pretty shitty feeling. In fact, I can imagine a person listening, liking my podcast, but out of spite, not wanting to donate. And I respect that. I respect it. I think you got to take care of what you got to take care of. And if you don't have the money, guess what? Sending an email, forwarding an email of links to the podcast to people in your address book could also be very helpful, brothers and sisters. So it's not as simple as, well, I don't have any money. I've got under the about link area, about menu area, there's a post these link on my website. And in the post these link, there's a lot of posters that are up to date with the right links, the right little, you know, whatever, QR code. You can print these out. They're all letter size. You can print them out on your color printer at work. You could post them in the bathroom. My point is there are things you could do that don't require any fucking money at all. And I've been saying this for a few years now. And it's okay. You don't have to donate. But if you can, I'd appreciate it. That being said, it is Tuesday, April the 4th, 2023, in the age of Bo Blimp Doc. It's just after 8 p.m. here in Skompton, Utah. All the cattle are being put to sleep out there. The coyote is calling to the moon. The time is coming when the coyote people will return to the moon.